Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. With me right now is George Bearcat, CEO at Jack Nathan Health. George, good to see you. How are you today?
I'm great. And thanks for having me back, Christine. Great to see you as well.
Of course. George, today we are talking about Jack Nathan subsidiary, Righty. Can you first just remind us a bit about the platform for investors who might be new to the story?
Oh, absolutely. So Righty is one of Jack Nathan Health's latest acquisitions and subsidiaries, as you mentioned. Righty is the definition of how we looked at medtech and how we could provide efficiencies to prescribers in long-term care facilities so that we can help eliminate one of the ongoing issues with prescriptions as it relates to providers and pharmacies on eliminating prescription errors by handwritten documents. Righty really is the epitome of bringing in an e-prescribe module into in conjunction with the providers, the pharmacies, and the long-term care facilities so that those transactional documents can be electronically administered. For lack of a better word, e-prescribe for long-term care facilities with enhanced documentation and management and process.
So we saw today that Righty has integrated with these long-term care homes. Can you talk a bit about that recent integration?
Absolutely. So Righty is kind of a new company upon our acquisition. Our intention for Righty was not just to integrate into long-term care facilities, but to conjoin that with Jack Nathan Health's technology roadmap. Ever since onboarding our chief technology officer, Serge Cinelli, and realizing our acquisition of Righty, we believe that Righty would not just be efficient for long-term care facilities, but as well hospital at home. With regards to our PR that we just launched, Righty now is double the size of the operation that it was initially upon acquisition. We now have 15 new long-term care facilities equating to 1,650 new beds. And Righty's reoccurring SaaS model as a monetization piece is all about monetizing per bed. And that's how the pharmacies actually realize or pay for the revenue back to Righty. And I think more importantly, it's not just a per bed arrangement. It's more of a, how do we help prescribers really process those prescriptions that providers are sending to them in a more efficient and documented fashion? Again, e-prescribe is not new to Canada, not new to the US. However, in long-term care facilities, traditionally it hasn't been utilized as there hasn't been an effective connection bridge as Righty in the past. Righty strives to be that connection bridge, but more importantly, Righty also, in conjunction with Jack Nathan, is going to produce a more of an efficient platform that will extend beyond long-term care facilities in the future.
Well, just to get into some specific numbers here, can you tell us how this does fold into recurring revenue for Righty and essentially Jack Nathan?
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's really a per bed ratio and per long-term care facility monthly billing. And the reality is that you can't have one without the other. So as for our sake in our discussion, the more long-term care facilities and the propensity of the beds that they have within each facility actually increases our revenue quite dramatically. So if we were to add tomorrow 100 long-term care facilities and they all had, roughly 200 beds per facility, you can do the math and figure out real quick on what our reoccurring SaaS model would look like. All of our arrangements are literally built around annual revenue and annual revenue capture, but paid for monthly.
It's my understanding that Righty is also going through a bit of an upgrade, a 2.0 version. So what would be those additional features?
Great question, Christine. I mean, Righty 2.0 is the evolution of how we actually build those synergetic pieces, not just for the pharmacy, but between the pharmacy and the long-term care facility as usable components. So just some quick highlights I'll give you is Ready 2.0 is enhanced e-prescribe for long-term care homes. It increases the speed and efficiency in which those documents are processed and received by the actual pharmacy from the provider. There's enhanced e-processing through our new document modules. And it also includes secure group conferencing video between healthcare entities. One thing also that is very key, and everybody understands this, is mobile apps. So the new Ready 2.0 has a much more usable and new and improved mobile app functionality. So all that rolled in, I would say that we're extending really the Ready program from just being an e-prescribed unit to now how do we bring the provider into the conversation more efficiently so that documentation is key.
And when would you expect that to roll out, to launch here?
Well, we're already launching it. So this new press release that is the deal that we structured with the 15 new LTC long-term care facilities, the only thing onboarding into those new long-term care facilities will be Ready 2.0. Yeah, the program is complete. We're launching. And now it's just a real question of who else would like a demonstration, who else would like to understand the strength and versatility of Ready 2.0. And I'll tell you this, the minute you actually look at a demo and have us run through the protocols, procedures, and how it could, how it will enhance your workflow, I think the realization will come quick that we're going to help you get off of paper type prescriptions, but more importantly, paper prescriptions traditionally have equated to prescription errors. So understanding how to eliminate that and having Ready be that middleware for that tool to enhance that viability of the actual prescription is not just good for process, it also saves lives. Prescription errors seem to be one of the highest causes of injury or fatality on a global scale. The world is moving to e-prescribe for a reason. And documentation of those prescriptions and more importantly of those occurrences through our document process of Ready 2.0 is not just going to enhance that, it's going to provide transparency not just to the provider, the prescriber, but as well potentially to the family member and the person in the long-term care facility. Thus kind of formulating that better structure, that circle of healthcare, the ecosystem that needs to happen, especially in those facilities where traditionally it was, or it still is, a little bit fragmented with regards to process alignment.
Definitely. Looking forward to following the progress here, George. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I look forward to coming back.